Bentlem, known also to the trade by such nicknames as Benny, Benweed, Happy Sleep, and others, is a shredded, moistly fibrous material of about the same consistency and texture as fine-cut chewing tobacco. Through his friends of narcotics, the Grey Lensman obtained a supply of the clear quill first chop in the original tins from a prominent bootlegger and had it assayed for potency. The drinking problem required no thought. He would learn to drink, and apparently to like, anything and everything that would pour. Meteor miners did. Therefore, coldly, deliberately, dispassionately, and with as complete a detachment as though he were calibrating a barrette or analyzing an unknown solution, he set about the task. He determined his capacity as impersonally as though his physical body were a volumetric flask. He noted the effect of each measured increment of high-proof beverage and of habit-forming drug as precisely as though he were studying a chemical reaction in which he himself was not concerned save as a purely scientific observer. He detested the stuff. Every fiber of his being rebelled at the sensations evoked. The loss of coordination and control, the inflation, the aggrandizement, the falsity of values, the sheer hallucinations. Nevertheless, he went through with the whole program, even to the extent of complete physical helplessness for periods of widely varying duration. And when he had completed his researches, he was thoroughly well informed. He knew to a nicety, by feel, how much active principle he had taken, no matter how strong, how weak, or how adulterated the liquor or the drug had been. He knew to a fraction how much more he could take, or, having taken too much, almost exactly how long he would be incapacitated. He learned for himself what was already widely known, that it was better to get at least moderately illuminated before taking the drug, that Bentlem rides better on top of liquor than vice versa. He even determined roughly the rate of increase with practice of his tolerances. Then, and only then, did he begin working as a meteor miner. Working in an asteroid belt of one solar system might have been enough, but the Grey Lensman took no chances at all of having his new identity traced back to its source. Therefore, he worked and caroused in five, approaching stepwise to the solar system of Borova, which was his goal. Arrived at last, he gave his chunky space boat the average velocity of an asteroid belt just outside the orbit of the fourth planet, shoved her down into it, turned on his Bergenholm and went to work. His first job was to set up, to install in the extra-large airlock already equipped with duplicate controls, his tools and equipment. He donned space armor, made sure that his delameters were sitting pretty. All meteor miners go armed as routine, and the Lensman had altogether too much at stake in any case to forego his accustomed weapons.